You're listening to the weekly Bible lesson from Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent in Plainfield, New Jersey, in the United States of America. For more information, please visit www.plainfieldcs.com. Subject: Is the universe, including man, evolved by atomic force? Golden Text, Revelation. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honour and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Responsive reading. Ephesians. God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Lesson Sermon. The Bible. Isaiah. Now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. I will say to the north, Give up, and to the south, Keep not back. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honour me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert, to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall shew forth my praise. Genesis. And Abraham and Nahor took them wives. The name of Abraham's wife was Sarai. But Sarai was barren. She had no child. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. And the Lord said unto Abraham, Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee, according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Paddan Aram, the sister to Laban the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the Lord said unto her, Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red all over like an hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. Then Jacob went on his journey, and came into the land of the people of the east. And Laban had two daughters, the name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. And Jacob loved Rachel, and said, I will serve thee 7 years, for Rachel thy younger daughter. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days, for the love he had to her. But Rachel was barren. And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister, and said unto Jacob, Give me children, or else I die. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, Am I in God's stead? Who hath withheld from thee the fruit of the womb? And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her, and opened her womb. And she conceived and bare a son, and said, God hath taken away my reproach. And she called his name Joseph. Isaiah. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, Ask me of things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands. Command ye me. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. Timothy. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus, before the world began. Science and Health. Divine science, the word of God, saith to the darkness upon the face of error, God is all in all, and the light of ever-present love illumines the universe. Hence the eternal wonder that infinite space is peopled with God's ideas, reflecting him in countless spiritual forms. Man, created by God, was given dominion over the whole earth. The universe of spirit reflects the creative power of the divine principle or life, which reproduces multitudinous forms of mind and governs the multiplication of the compound idea man. The tree and herb do not yield fruit because of any propagating power of their own, but because they reflect the mind which includes all. A material world implies a mortal mind and man a creator. The scientific divine creation declares immortal mind and the universe created by God. infinite mind creates and governs all, from the mental molecule to infinity. This divine principle of all expresses science and art throughout his creation, and the immortality of man and the universe. The seed is in itself only as the divine mind is all and reproduces all. As mind is a multiplier and mind's infinite idea, man and the universe is the product. The only intelligence or substance of a thought, a seed or a flower, is God, the creator of it. Mind is the soul of all. Mind is life, truth and love, which governs all. The belief that matter thinks, sees or feels is not more real than the belief that matter enjoys and suffers. This mortal belief, misnamed man, is error, saying matter has intelligence and sensation. Nerves feel, brain thinks and sins. The stomach can make a man cross, injury can cripple and matter can kill man. This verdict of the so-called material senses victimizes mortals taught as they are by physiology and pathology to revere false testimony, even the errors that are destroyed by truth through spiritual sense and science. Man's genuine selfhood is recognizable only in what is good and true. Man is neither self-made nor made by mortals. God created man. Mortal thought transmits its own images and forms its offspring after human illusions. God, spirit, works spiritually, not materially. Brain or matter never formed a human concept. Vibration is not intelligence, hence it is not a creator. Immortal ideas, pure, perfect and enduring, are transmitted by the divine mind through divine science, which corrects error with truth and demands spiritual thought, divine concepts, to the end that they may produce harmonious results. Mortal man has made a covenant with his eyes to belittle deity with human conceptions in league with material sense. Mortals take limited views of all things. In its history of mortality, Darwin's theory of evolution from a material basis is more consistent than most theories. Briefly, this is Darwin's theory that mind produces its opposite matter and endues matter with power to recreate the universe, including man. Material evolution implies that the first great cause must become material and afterwards must either return to mind or go down into dust and nothingness. The scriptures are very sacred. Our aim must be to have them understood spiritually, for only by this understanding can truth be gained. The true theory of the universe, including man, is not in material history, but in spiritual development. Inspired thought relinquishes a material, sensual and mortal theory of the universe and adopts a spiritual and immortal. It is a spiritual perception of scripture which lifts humanity out of disease and death and inspires faith. The material so-called gases and forces are counterfeits of the spiritual forces of divine mind, whose potency is truth, whose attraction is love, whose adhesion and cohesion are life, perpetuating the eternal facts of being. Electricity is a sharp surplus of materiality, which counterfeits the true essence of spirituality or truth, the great difference being that electricity is not intelligence, while spiritual truth is mind. The scientific manifestation of power is from the divine nature and is not supernatural, since science is an explication of nature. The belief that the universe, including man, is governed in general by material laws, but that occasionally spirit sets aside these laws, this belief belittles omnipotent wisdom and gives to matter the precedence over spirits. God is not in the medley where matter cares for matter, for spiritism makes many gods, and hypnotism and electricity are claimed to be the agents of God's government. Spirit blesses man, but man cannot tell whence it cometh. By it the sick are healed, the sorrowing are comforted, and the sinning are reformed. These are the effects of one universal God, the invisible good, dwelling in eternal science. Christian Science presents unfoldment, not accretion. It manifests no material growth from molecule to mind, but an impartation of the divine mind to man and the universe. Proportionately as human generation ceases, the unbroken links of eternal harmonious being will be spiritually discerned, and man, not of the earth earthly, but coexistence with God, will appear. The scientific fact that man and the universe are evolved from spirit and so are spiritual is as fixed in divine science as is the proof that mortals gain the sense of health only as they lose the sense of sin and disease. Mortals can never understand God's creation while believing that man is a creator. God's children already created will be cognized only as man finds the truth of being. Spiritually, to understand that there is but one creator, God unfolds all creation, confirms the scriptures, brings the sweet assurance of no parting, no pain, and of man deathless and perfect and eternal. You've been listening to the weekly Bible lesson from Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent in Plainfield, New Jersey, in the United States of America. For more information, please visit www.plainfieldcs.com. Thank you and goodbye.